T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Tuesday, June 18th. Tensions between the United States and Iran continue.
I'm Phil Hildebrand. Members and supporters of the LGBTQ community made their voices heard at Monday night's Wichita Board of Education meeting.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. We can expect stormy weather in Wichita later today and tonight. The main threats appear to be heavy rainfall and damaging wind gusts. Our complete forecast here in just minutes.
After the U.S. released pictures showing the aftermath of what it says are attacks on oil tankers by Iran, the Pentagon is going to send 1,000 troops to the Middle East.
They will exceed the uranium stockpile limit set by the 2015 nuclear deal, prompting the Pentagon to order 1,000 more troops to the Middle East. Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan releasing this statement, quote, "The United States does not seek conflict with Iran. We will continue to monitor the situation diligently and make adjustments to force levels as necessary, given intelligence reporting and credible threats." This as the Pentagon releases several new photos showing Iran's responsibility in attacking two tankers last week near the Strait of Hormuz. Sailors seen removing an unexploded mine from one of the tankers. Now, Iran categorically denies any involvement despite these images, and at least one ally, Germany, says they aren't sure who is behind the attacks.
It's Fox's Griff Jenkins with that report. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says this decision may escalate tensions with Iran. She says diplomacy is needed to solve the problem. Pelosi also calling for Congress to be immediately briefed on the administration's decisions. Members and supporters of the LGBTQ community packed the lecture room at Wichita North High School last night, trying to persuade the school board to update its current non-discrimination policy for the school district.
Supporters feel that the rights of gays, transgenders, and gender-fluid people are not being met with the current policies. They say this is leading to declining grades, bullying, and even suicide, which was the case with a Southeast high school student last week. After hearing comments from nearly a dozen people who spoke during the public forum of the meeting, Board President Cheryl Logan addressed Superintendent Alicia Thompson.
I would like to direct you, Superintendent, to work with your staff and bring back a report to board in three areas: on policies, on guidelines that can help us make sure that we're the same from building to building, and on professional development to be able to make sure every student in our district can feel safe.
The district has a non-discrimination policy currently in place, but many want the board to update it to include sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, and immigration status. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
The State Department confirming multiple security incidents involving the Hillary Clinton email investigation.
This letter obtained by Fox News, the State Department provides a progress report telling Republican Senator Chuck Grassley that it has identified multiple security incidents involving current and former employees related to Hillary Clinton's emails. Quote, "To this point, the department has assessed culpability to 15 individuals, some of whom were culpable in multiple security incidents. Diplomatic Security has issued 23 violations and 7 infractions incidents. This number will likely change," it says, as the review progresses.
That's Fox's Catherine Herridge with that report. State Department update follows an inquiry in January from Senator Chuck Grassley, Republican from Iowa. He was seeking details on the nature of the security incidents and the officials involved. At the Wichita City Council meeting this morning at City Hall, the council will talk about the proposed master plan for the L.W. Clapp Park at Oliver and Harry in southeast Wichita and possible closure of the golf course there on August 2nd. Mayor Jeff Longwell says the council will be considering 3 development scenarios for that green space.
I'm a golfer. I would love to see a golf element there still, but it appears that the community is moving in a different direction than my preference and looking at building a lot of different park amenities there.
Mayor Longwell appeared on Mondays with the Mayor with Steve and Ted in the morning right here on KNSS. A fallen Sedgwick County Sheriff's deputy is being honored 9 months after his death. Robert Coonsey was named Deputy Sheriff of the Year by the National Sheriff's Association. His family in Louisville, Kentucky, to receive the award. A man who shared video of the New Zealand mosque massacres may be headed to prison.
A judge in New Zealand sentences a man to 21 months in prison for sharing a video of the mosque massacres. Philip Arps pleaded guilty to two counts of distributing the video, which the alleged gunman live-streamed on Facebook on March 15th. The district judge criticized Arps for calling the video awesome and showing no empathy for the 51 people massacred in the two mosques. Arps could have gotten up to 14 years behind bars, but is appealing this much shorter sentence. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
The accused shooter pleaded not guilty last week. His trial is planned for next year in May. 8:05 with Steve and Ted, a well-known big name in many areas of pop culture has passed away, and a police department here in the state of Kansas that is apologizing for something. We'll have those details and those stories coming up next. It is 8:06 right here on KNSS. .809 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Fashion designer, heiress, Gloria Vanderbilt has passed away. She died from stomach cancer yesterday, surrounded by family and friends.
Gloria Vanderbilt, who had been suffering from advanced stomach cancer, has died at the age of 95. Vanderbilt's extraordinary life in the spotlight began early in the 1930s. She was the subject of a bitter custody battle after her father died between her aunt and her mother. She was eventually disinherited by her aunt when she married at 17. She had four sons and witnessed one suicide in 1988. Vanderbilt was a talented painter.
In my new stretch denim jeans, and they are a pleasure to wear.
And was a fabric designer who partnered with Mohan Mirjani that turned the Gloria Vanderbilt signature white swan jean into a million-dollar industry. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Vanderbilt was the daughter of railroad heir Reginald Vanderbilt and Gloria Morgan. Gloria Vanderbilt established herself as an artist, author, actress, fashion designer, and socialite. A police department in northeast Kansas says it's sorry for what some call an insensitive tweet.
In a since-removed tweet shared on Father's Day, reps for the Topeka, Kansas Police Department encouraged folks to turn in dads with outstanding warrants. The post reportedly reading, "Want to give him a Father's Day he'll never forget? Call TPD and we'll help your family make a memory that will last a lifetime." In a statement, the department apologizes, explaining the tweet was shared by someone on its social media team, adding it was meant as a lighthearted joke, but it backfired, upsetting readers. Reps calling the mishap a learning experience. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
8:11 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
We have a traffic accident southbound on Southwest Boulevard, just south of Kellogg. So Kellogg and that Meridian Edwards exit. Watch for a slowdown in the area. Traffic update from 98.7, 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And our weather forecast. We're looking at a warm and humid day today, becoming mostly cloudy with a high of 82 degrees. There is a 60% chance for showers and thunderstorms by later on today. And we're still looking for rain overnight as well, with thunderstorms and precipitation. Overnight low down to 64. And then looking ahead for tomorrow, might be clearing off a little bit on Wednesday with a high of 79 degrees. Currently in Wichita, it is partly cloudy and 71 degrees. We're on our way to a high today of 82. Coming up on 8:12 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. She passed away several months ago, but still trying to sort out how her family and is settling up everything afterwards. And we might have a ruling today on Aretha Franklin and what constitutes whether or not she had a will and some other things as well. Let's check in with Fox News Radio Jeff Manasso in Chicago this morning. And Jeff, the judge has a lot to take into consideration on this thing.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's not just like you're fighting over a couple of pots and pans. I mean, this is Aretha Franklin, and her estate is said to be worth millions of dollars, although the IRS also says that that she owed millions and about $6 million in back taxes. But after the dust settles with the government, where does her assets, where does her estate go? 10 months ago when she died, it was reported that she didn't leave a will. That all changed a couple weeks ago when multiple handwritten wills were apparently found in her home. One reportedly found wedged in a couch cushion dated 2014. Two others reportedly found in a locked cabinet dated 2010. We're told those wills are they're hard to decipher, basically just notes, chicken scratch on a piece of paper, but that do give Aretha Franklin's assets to her family. She left behind four sons. In a hearing in Pontiac, Michigan, a judge now wants a handwriting expert to determine whether or not these things are real. And the judge has set another hearing on the matter later this month. But as a general rule, legal experts say that as far as these wills go, alleged wills, reported wills, if they are real, the most recent one would control the earlier ones. And what's interesting about Michigan is that the state law there gives some pretty great weight to the wishes of a descendant. There was a case last year. The State of Appeals Court ruled that a man's final written words stored on a phone did count as a will. Mm-hmm. So if these wills are in fact wills, real wills, if they're legit, then those will be Aretha Franklin's final words.
And you have to, do they take into account whether or not anybody witnessed that, or is it just the found documents just have to be verified? Is that part of the process?
Yeah, verified and determine whether or not they're real.
Yeah.
And so if that's the case, if the handwriting expert comes back and says this is her writing, this is her handwriting, no doubt about it, then the judge likely will make that decision. We'll see. It's unclear, you know, what's going to happen to her estate. I mean, everything's basically on hold. There was no inventory taken of her assets at the time of her death. Again, the IRS says she owes millions of dollars in back taxes, but at the same time, she's Aretha Franklin. Her estate continues to earn a healthy amount of money that continues to come in. So that's got to go somewhere, and likely to her sons. One of the interesting things that we've uncovered by these reported wills is that two of her sons, she wants to receive some of her assets. In order to do so, she wants them to go to business school. So I thought it was kind of interesting.
And sometimes it seems like these situations, we all know that, whether you're a celebrity or not, just having things in place before the end happens. We saw the Casey Kasem and his family go through crazy stuff. And James Brown and Prince.
Yeah,
yeah, it always seems to creep up.
Yeah, get your affairs in order. I mean, do your family a favor and get all that stuff in order, because, you know, that could lead to, you know, infighting and just all sorts of trouble.
Jeff, how are things in Chicago today?
Things are good here in Chicago. Can't complain. I'm not sure when summer's going to rear its head, but at some point, hopefully soon, you know, just kind of rainy and 50s-ish, 60s, you know. It's not the summertime after this brutal winter that we've had. It's not the summertime that I think most of us here envisioned, but still we'll take it.
Well, maybe July will bring something different for you.
Hopefully so.
By the time summer gets here. Thanks, Jeff. That's Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso joining us from Chicago today, talking about Aretha Franklin, and that a judge will be ruling about whether or not those handwritten notices constitute a will or not for her family and for her belongings. It's 8:16 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Boeing put out its annual aviation forecast, which they do every year. This, of course, is coinciding with the Paris Air Show. Boeing says a strong commercial aviation industry, stable defense spending, and trying to service many platforms, driving a strong aerospace and defense market. Part of Boeing's market outlook. Outlook values the aerospace and defense market at $8.7 trillion over the next decade. That's up a little bit from a year ago. That includes more than $3 trillion in projected demand for commercial airplanes through the year 2028, the next 9 years or so. Operators, of course, replace those older jets with more capable ones and some more fuel-efficient models, and they expand their fleets. There has been a steady rise in air travel across across many markets worldwide. The market outlook also projects $2.5 trillion of defense and space opportunities during the next decade as governments modernize their military and look for new technologies and explore exploration from everything to the bottom of the ocean to the moon or Mars or wherever.
Yeah.
So all the way. Project spending, military aircraft, systems, satellites, global in nature. 40% of those expenditures expected to originate from outside of the United States. Supporting the defense space commercial platforms with lifecycle solutions, Boeing says, will service a market valued at more than $3 trillion through the year 2028. Boeing, with its annual look at the aerospace and defense market, kind of projecting out for the next decade and how it's going to all shape out.
Things looking good.
It is 8:18 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Let's take a look at sports. And we'll start out with some Major League Baseball action last night. Late night for the Royals on the West Coast and even into the morning hours. I think that game ended after 12:30 in the morning today. Royals and the Mariners up in Seattle. Royals were behind, but did find a way to rally. Got a run in the seventh. Got a two-run home run from Jorge Soler in the eighth. Got another nice run to cushion things in the ninth, handing it over to the bullpen. Things got a little shaky in the bottom of the ninth. You heard the game on Sports Radio KFH.
Outfielders deep. The pitch. A swing and a fly ball. Foul territory. Duda has room. He's over and makes the catch, and the Royals do win by a final score of 6-4. Kennedy is able to nail down the save, and the Royals will make the handshakes right around the pitcher's mound. And they've got to feel good about themselves as they've won back-to-back games over Minnesota and now Seattle.
Well, the Royals, in fact, had lost 9 times in a row against the Mariners. So they got that string snapped last night with that win. The winning pitcher out of the bullpen for the Royals, the only Wichita State Shocker in the big leagues right now, Brian Flynn, with a pair of scoreless innings and 4 strikeouts. And he got the win as well. He's 1-0 on the season. Former Shocker Brian Flynn with a 0.93 earned run average out of the Royals bullpen this season. Hey, that's good news. When he's healthy, the Royals bullpen is certainly a better place. Royals and the Mariners go at it again tonight in the middle game of this series. Start a little after 9 o'clock this evening. Listen live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. If you'd like to know what's going on in Lawrence, you can check out the monthly edition of KU Hawk Talk with Kansas Athletic Director Jeff Long. That'll be at 6 o'clock tonight over on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. It is golf week here in Wichita as we gear up for the 30th annual Wichita Open, which starts on Thursday. Today's pre-tournament event starts at 9 o'clock this morning out at Crestview Country Club. It's the Marge Page Junior Clinic. And that's a free event for kids age 8 through 16 this morning. We get ready for the Wichita Open later in the week. Get a minor league baseball update on former Wichita State pitcher Keelan Kilgore, who was in single A with the Philadelphia Phillies. He worked 2 scoreless innings last night and got his 7th save of the season, working his 8th straight scoreless outing. Kilgore this season in the minors, 1-0 with a 1.88 earned run average. And he is tied for 2nd place in the Florida State League with saves. Keelan Kilgore, former Shocker in single A with the Philadelphia Phillies. A couple of birthdays today. Happy birthday to former Kansas City Chiefs head coach Romeo Crennel, who is 72 years old today. He's got 5 Super Bowl rings, but all of them as an assistant coach. He's never really been able to put it together as a head coach, but pretty good assistant, Romeo Crennel, 72 today. He's currently the assistant head coach of the Houston Texans. And one of the great minor league players to come through Wichita, Sandy Alomar Jr. is 53 today. He was on that championship team for the Wichita Pilots back in 1987, then went on to play 20 years in the major leagues. He was the MVP of the 1997 All-Star Game, a 6-time All-Star back in the 1990s. He was the American League Rookie of the Year. Great minor leaguer, former Wichita Pilot, Sandy Alomar Jr. is 53 years old today. And, of course, we wish the host of this program, Steve McIntosh. Steve and his wife, Shelley, today are celebrating their 49th wedding anniversary.
Wow.
Happy anniversary to Steve and Shelley McIntosh here on this day.
In the many, many years they've been together.
They're sweet.
Yes.
And they're celebrating big time today.
Yeah, I imagine so.
Yeah. Probably having a time of their lives. It is 8:22 with Steve and Ted.
There will be some kind of meal involved. I imagine there will be.
Oh, yeah.
There will be food involved in that celebration.
Will it be a romantic night at home? Will Steve bring out his little grill that he is proud of and cook him up some ribeyes?
Yes.
Or will they go out for a romantic evening?
Will they go out for a night
or
on the
both.
Town?
You know, Steve's off. He might as well make it a whole week of anniversary celebrations. It is 8:23 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We'll have an update for you on traffic and weather. And the Russia hoax is Obama's fault. The Sean Hannity Morning Minute coming up on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.